The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virginia, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Stafford Arena in Plattsburgh, New York, this is Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. This evening, the Middlebury Panthers take on the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Brett Luthner here at Stafford Arena, second meeting of the season between the Middlebury Panthers and Plattsburgh State Cardinals. Cardinals won the first game of this series at the Primeline Tournament 5-2. The other team that Middlebury played in the Primeline, that was on the first day, was Norwich, and they got them again on Tuesday night. And Middlebury, much like the first game in which they came out and played Norwich tooth and nail all the way through, would score early in their matchup against the Cadets. In fact, on the power play, just a minute 49 in, the Panthers would take a 1-0 lead.
Well, the Panthers now have possession of the puck. They'll try it on the right wing side. Travis Stevens, number 9. In front. Shot, score! Kamil Tkachuk off the feed from Stevens. 1:49 into the contest. 1-0 Panthers. And they will still have 2 minutes of a power play.
It was Kamil Tkachuk's second of the season. Travis Stevens, Andrew Neary getting the assists at 1:49. That made it 1-0 Panthers. However, before the period would end, Norwich would get back-to-back goals. They would score two goals, 21 seconds apart. Paolo Piacentini got his eighth from Connor Evangelista, making it 1-1. And then on the power play, and it was an abbreviated power play at that, but the Cadets scored it. 21 seconds later, Anthony Flaherty gets his seventh from Peyton Badiaz and Nick Pichette. That came at 18:54. 2-1 was the score in Norwich after one period of play. The shots on goal in the first were 7-6 in favor of the Cadets. Second period would only have one goal, and it would come with a shade over 4 minutes to go in the second period. That would come off of a Panther stick.
Some of these we've seen referees allow in the past.
The star off the faceoff, David Bellucci. A clean win and a drive with 4:02 to go in the second. The game is tied at 2.
Bellucci gets his second career goal, his first of the season, assisted by Greg Conrad and Vinny Gisanti. And it came at 15:58, tied the game at 2 after two periods of play. Shots on goal in the second, 10-8 in favor of Norwich. 17-14 in favor of the Cadets after two periods. In the third period, the Panthers would take a 3-2 lead, a little less than midway, or a little less, I should say, than 10 minutes to go in the third period. Panthers would take the one goal advantage.
Neutral zone face-off. Norwich wins the draw. collecting and setting up.
It was intended for Erickson to intercept the Turnbull. Nice pass in front. Shot, score!
Craig Conrad off the beautiful feed from Trevor Turnbull on the neutral zone turnover. With 9:29 to go in the third, the Panthers take a 3-2 lead.
Is Greg Conrad's fourth of the season. Trevor Turnbull, David Bellucci getting the assist at 10:31, made it 3-2 Middlebury, but Norwich would tie the game at 3. William Pelletier's eighth of the season from Alec Brandrup, Cody Smith. That came at 13:52. That tied it at 3. No goals scored in overtime. The shot totals in the third. Norwich 11-10 and in overtime 3-2. The game totals Norwich 31 and Middlebury 26. But both teams split the spoils, playing two overtime games against each other this season. Norwich won the first game right here at Stafford Arena in the Plattsburgh in the Kremlin tournament 3-2 in overtime. And this second matchup at Middlebury goes by the way of a tie, 3-3, the final score. And that sets up the Panthers coming up against Plattsburgh State here this evening. Plattsburgh comes into this game having lost 5 out of their last 6. It is a rare down spell in terms of the season for Plattsburgh State. We'll see how they bounce back here this evening against Middlebury. We'll see if Middlebury can continue the momentum in their last game against Norwich. When we come back, we'll take a look at the line pairings, who's scratched, and still a long injury list for the Panthers. All that, we get set up for Middlebury and Plattsburgh State here from Stafford Arena. You're listening to Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We are back here at Stafford Arena as we are getting set for the Middlebury Panthers and Plattsburgh State Cardinals. Second of two meetings, at least, between these two programs. Unless Middlebury or Plattsburgh State, either or both, make a glorious run through playoffs. Probably this will be the final meeting between the two teams this season. As we look at the schedule, first we look at Plattsburgh State. What's very interesting on their end, is that they are going through a rough stretch. And Middlebury's had a rough this season. But Plattsburgh State, currently 6-8 on the season, 3-4 in conference play. They've lost three in a row, and they've lost five of their last six contests. To put that in perspective, the last time Plattsburgh State had lost three straight games, you have to go back to November 6th, 13th, and 19th, 2010, when they lost three in a row. And if you're wondering, the last time they lost four or more in a row was a five-game losing streak all the way back in 2005, when they lost four of those five games by a goal. So that's been the challenge for Plattsburgh State, who's got a young team just as Middlebury does this season. Plattsburgh State right now sitting at 6-8. One of the problems for the Cardinals has been keeping the puck out of the net. This season, Plattsburgh State's team goals against per game is well above 3. It's 3.71. You have to go all the way back to the 1999-2000 season for the last time the Plattsburgh State Cardinals as a team allowed 3 goals per game. And that was exactly 3. They allowed 99 goals against 33 games. Of course, that team also scored at a clip of 5.76. And this, they went 26-4-3. This one not scoring nearly as much. Plattsburgh, 44 goals scored, 52 allowed. Panthers on the other side, they've given up 48 goals on the season. They've just been having trouble scoring. 24 goals thus far in 13 games. They've been sub-2 in terms of goals scored per game for most of the season. Looking to put a few home against Plattsburgh State here this evening. Only two the last time these two teams met. Plattsburgh State won that game 5-2. If you look at some of the other numbers behind the game here tonight, Middlebury has now gone 18 consecutive games in which they've scored 3 goals or fewer, and 28 of their last 30 games have been 3 goals or fewer for Middlebury. Plattsburgh State, in the meantime, on the other end, have allowed 19 goals against in their last 3 games, all losses. That was 7 to number 13-ranked Newman, an 8th spot against number 2 Norwich back on January 6th, and then the next night against Canton, they gave up 4 more and a 4-1 loss. So the goals have been coming in bunches against Plattsburgh State here in the last few games. So who knows what we're going to get between the two teams here. This team could be a high-scoring affair. Could be a low-scoring affair. Who knows? In fact, if we look at Plattsburgh, they lost the game 5-4 against Geneseo here at Stafford Arena. And then the next night, lost a 2-0 decision to Brockport. So it's not like they've been losing high-scoring games and low-scoring games in their 6-8 record. Middlebury's just got to see if they can find the offense some more. They did score 3 goals against a very stingy Norwich team back on Tuesday night. As we look at the line combinations, Middlebury continues to be ravaged by the injury, but the same 7 players that were not in the lineup back on Tuesday night are once again not in the lineup. And that is Matt Daugherty, number three, I should say, to be joined by number 12, Zach Weir, number 10, Joey Pacini, number 19, Mark Lyman, number 22, Spencer Cage, 23 is Brady Quest, and number 39, Danny Jacobs, all out of the lineup. They're hoping to get Quest, Pacini, Jacobs, and Lyman back soon, but they're not in a lineup again this evening. And in fact, Middlebury is down to 16 skaters. They have 14. They have 11 forwards listed and 5 defensemen listed in the lineup. As we are trying to look up and down to see who else is not in. Sunderland Park is in the lineup. Ethan Cohen's out of the lineup tonight. He's another one. So add Ethan Cohen to the list of players not in the lineup tonight. So the Panthers are down to 16 healthy skaters going into this game. You're going to see a lot of the following. Vinny Gisanti, center Trevor Turnbull, Mitch Allen, Connor White will center Camille Tkachuk, Travis Stevens. Jimmy McKee will center Mark McClellan and Greg Conrad. And then they'll fit in Sun Home Park and Danny Tye when they can in the as extra wingers there. Defensively, you're just going to see a five-man rotation more likely. But Andrew Neary will get a ton of ice time. Brandon Dawson, David Bellucci, Brett Dineen, Frank Cozzolino, the other defenseman for Middlebury. Again, a very, very depleted Middlebury roster. They are down to 16 healthy skaters. We just found out Ethan Cohen not in the lineup this evening. So the attrition continues. The Panthers played a very spirited game last time out Tuesday night against Norwich. Let's see if they can do it again. Blacksburg State in the meantime. Ross Sloan sending Noah Batiste, Joe Draben. That's one line. Antoine Denoyer is centering Kyle Hall and Cole Stallard. Skylar Seifert centers Pat Egan and Brady Pfaff. Cam Owens in the middle of Matt Quilty and Nick Belger. The defenseman, Phil Middleton, Ayrton Valente, Jakob Engvall and Evan Lindquist, Charles Barber and Antoine Fournier. Other defensemen, Stephen Klein to get the start for Middlebury, Brady Rouleau to get the start for Plattsburgh State. We're not too far off from opening faceoff between Middlebury and Plattsburgh State. When we return, we will have the full starting lineups for you as we get set. Middlebury and Plattsburgh State here from Stafford Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
apologize for the technical difficulty back here at Stafford Arena. Our connection lost for a moment, but we're back here as Middlebury will take on Plattsburgh State here from Stafford Arena. Second of two meetings between the two squads. You can see the Panthers across the way. They will come out directly from center ice as Plattsburgh State will enter the ice from behind their net, which is pretty much right under their student section here, as they're playing now a pump-up video on the big video boards. Out to our left, LED board that plays videos there. Also, LED board to our right. However, that one's just used for the scoreboard. So, booting out from the fans down low is the moments away from Middlebury and Plattsburgh State taking to the ice. In fact, another 20 seconds. The Cardinals will come out on the ice and get things started. Middlebury will be in their road navy blue uniforms, trimmed in white. The block M on the front of the sweater. They're going from left to right in the first period. Here come the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. They're going to be in the white jerseys, trimmed in red. They're going to go from right to left in the first period. With a nice sized crowd filing in here on a rather chilly night here in Plattsburgh. Temperatures overnight are going to be much like in Middlebury, in the single digits. With some wind as well, it could get even more interesting, to say the least. Both teams on the ice now to get that last little stretch in before we get the starting lineups for both teams. Plattsburgh State comes in with a record of 6-8. Middlebury comes in with a record of 0-11-2. I don't have to worry about conference records in this non-conference tilt. This has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
And now starting lineups are bound to be introduced. Plattsburgh State, most of their players lining up in one corner while their starting lineup lines up in an opposite corner. Middlebury just played across the line, more or less. Here is the Middlebury starting lineup. Up front, Mark McClellan, a junior from Surrey, British Columbia, number 37, starting on the left wing. On the right side, Greg Conrad, a senior from Peabody, Massachusetts, wearing number 25. And Jimmy McKee, centering them, a sophomore from Darien, Connecticut, wearing number 6. Defensively, Andrew Neary, the captain, a senior from Milton, Massachusetts, number 5, starts on the left side. And from Marion, Massachusetts, a freshman, number 33, Brent Deneen, getting the start to go with Stephen Kwan, the goaltender, a junior from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. This is starting 6 for Neil Sinclair's Middlebury Panthers as they all now come to center, come to the blue line for the preparation of the national anthem. As you can hear in the background, a youth skater now coming through the line and getting everything set to go. Wearing an orange. Starting at left wing number 7. And the left wing number 17, Noah Bertice, freshman from Martinsville, Indiana. And right wing, a freshman from Rochester, New York, number 11, Joe Draven. He's on the right side. They're playing the introduction videos as well on the big screen to our left. Number 26, Ross Sloan, is centering them, a sophomore from Oakville, Ontario. The defenseman, a freshman from Vail, Colorado, number 4, Philip Middleton. He gets a start on one side. And the other side, a junior from Woodbridge, Ontario, number 15, Ayrton Valente. starting out on the right, defense for Plattsburgh State. And in goal, a senior from Fort McLeod, Alberta, number 34, Brady Rulo, is the starting goaltender. When we come back, opening face-off between the Panthers and the Cardinals here from Stafford Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Foster Motors in Middlebury is kicking off 2017 with a Start Something New event. Foster Motors has less than 15 2016 models left, and they're making deals until they're all gone. Looking for more adventure in 2017? A new Jeep is the answer. Get huge rebates and discounts on all 2017 Jeeps during January, including Cherokee, Compass, Renegade, and Grand Cherokees. And don't miss the winter special Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Save almost $4,500 off MSRP this month. Start the year off right in a Ram truck with up to $10,000 off during January. Foster Motors, the only award for excellence dealer in Vermont. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com. That's fostermotors.com. And visit Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Well, listener, here's Stafford Arena, the site for Middlebury and Plattsburgh State, the second of two meetings between the two squads. Final of those meetings, they met earlier in the PrimeLink tournament consolation game. Plattsburgh State won it 5-2. And so now they will get set to go in a regularly scheduled battle here at Stafford Arena. In goal for Middlebury, it is Stephen Klein getting the start yet again, fourth straight for him. Klein on the season has an overall record of 0-8-2, a 3.25 goals against, 9-11 save percentage. Brady Rulo at the other end, he has never had a goals against below or above 3 until this season. He is 2-4 with a 3.20 goals against, an 8.72 save percentage. Band is here. Music just going off now as we are underway to Middlebury and Plattsburgh State. We're glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Cardinals going from right to left, dumping into the zone. Going in after it, Joe Draven, number 11. Puck comes back to the point for a hurried shot that's deflected wide. On the net, one of the Panthers takes a spill and a deflected pass back all the way to Brady Rulo. They'll set it up behind. Plattsburgh State looking to break out. Panthers change things up a half minute into the contest. Sloan now on the left wing side. Ross Sloan steps in. A drop pass for a shot. A quick one taken by Draven goes stick aside by Klein. Rebound collected by the Panthers. This is Brendan Dawson, number 2. Cross ice, Frank Cozzolino, number 34. Springs a pass on up ahead. It's off the mark, and the Panthers have to regroup in their own end. Off the boards, dumped in. Big hit put on. Engvall was the one that administered it. Buck now in the Cardinals zone. It's a two-on-two battle along the boards on the far side. Still kicked along, trying to move it forward. It was Connor Lloyd, number 44. Instead, he gets kicked back out to center. Wall pass near side. Lloyd on the chase back in. Gets the puck behind the net. Spins around. Gives a pass off for Trevor Turnbull, number 20. Now Travis Stevens, number 9. Turnbull tried to center out front, but that's cut off and skated out of danger by Kyle Hall, number 10. A cross-ice pass looking for Denoyer, number 9, is off the mark. Denoyer has to get back on defense now. Puck behind the Cardinals goal. A big collision behind the net between Lloyd and the number 8, Antoine Fournier.
Cardinals get into the Panthers zone. Another collision. Far boards. Pick comes around on the near side. And Middlebury clears the center. 18:07 to go. First period. No score here at Stafford Arena between the Middlebury Panthers and the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. Pat Egan, number 16, winds it up and across the Panther line. Trying to dump it in and gets checked for his efforts. A centering pass out in front is just intercepted neatly by Mitch Allen, number 26. And he flips it out towards the Cardinal end. Back fork skating around, trying to move further is Fournier. Fournier gets as far as the red line before that's intercepted. Egan kicked it first, nearly turned it over to Greg Conrad, number 25. Puck comes back and eventually onto the stick of number 19, Cam Owens. Owens has slapped off his stick by Greg Conrad, number 25, back into the Cardinal zone. 17:24 to go, first period, no score. Trying to step into the zone, the Cardinals, but Owens lost the puck in the blue line. Here goes Dawson. Dawson in across the line, shooting, and a save made by Rulo. Rebound in the near side corner to our right. Puck comes around the boards, and now Quilty steps up. Not Quilty. And a pass on up ahead for a wrist shot. And a quick one taken by Nick Belger, number 24, that's off the mark. Trying to step in again, Matt Quilty. Puck eventually works its way around to the far boards. It's flipped up and out of the zone. It skips away, and it's going to go for an icing as Coach Neil Sinclair and Assistant Coach Brad Schuler both tilt their heads. But the faceoff will come all the way into the Panthers' zone. 16:51 to go, first period. One shot for each side. No goals to this point. It'll be Lloyd to take the draw, and he'll go up against Ross Sloan. Sloan wins it, goes back. Matisse, actually a shot, and tries to get through. It's blocked out in front. Another opportunity also rejected. And the Panthers come out the center. Dawson had it chopped off his stick, and Sloan goes the other way. A Sloan cross-corner dump in. First one to chase after it is Joe Draven, number 11. They're going to try to put out in front, couldn't quite do so. Eventually works his way around to Valenti. Ayrton Valenti's shot is deflected, and he goes over the bar, I should say, and chopped up and out of play. Trevor Turnbull, part of the festivities, getting it out of play. 16:19 to go, first period, no score. Middlebury and Plattsburgh State. Panthers hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virginia. Off the base off, this one will get tipped out to center and into the Cardinal zone. Back after Engvall, he's in a battle with Mitch Allen. Now the Cardinals skate out with it. This is Evan Lindquist. Lindquist over the line. It's a pass on off for Desroyers. Could not step around a man. Desroyers now have to go behind the net for it. Still in the corner. Stallard steps away with it. Pass out into the slot. Shot knocked down. The rebound is loose. And Klein might have gotten a piece of it as it went across the crease. Cardinals still dangerous here. Cross ice pass Engvall. This shot, that's tipped just wide. Rebound, skating away from it was Lindquist. That gives the Panthers an opportunity to get out the center. Good back check, though. And then Desnoyers gets separated from the puck. He'll come off for a line change. Panthers have it. Well, for the moment, really turned over in their own end. Conrad flips it up and out. And this one goes out of play. 15:20, first period. No score, Cardinals and Panthers. Both the LED boards with the scores showing cards for Plattsburgh State. Just showing mid for the Panthers. There's the scoreboard, the letters on that. It only fits 6 letters. So they just keep the Middlebury Panthers short to mid. This one flipped up and out the center and quickly into the zone. Trying to move forward, Mark McClellan. McClellan chases into the far side corner. He's met there by the number 21, Charles Barber. Loose puck. Seifert trying to get onto it. Eventually it's worked free. Out goes Brady Pfaff, number 7. Cross ice pass. It's an onside play. Panther bench doesn't agree. A centering pass out in front is blocked off by Vinny Gesanti, number 18. And Conrad skates it further. Gains the red line, dumps it in. No icing call on this one. Rulo left it behind, but Stevens the first one there. Centering pass out in front. Not able to get a shot off was Camille Tkachuk, number 38. And racing the other way, Pat Egan. Egan tried to set a pass up, but that's broken up.
It was intended, it looked like. Rich couldn't tell who it was intended for. There were a couple Cardinals in the neighborhood. Plattsburgh State in their own end. Erickson Valente. Cross ice Fournier. One pass up ice is intercepted. Now batting around a little bit before Quilty steps into the zone. Quilty had it knocked off his stick and back out to the Cardinal end. This will not be icing. As getting there in enough time was number four, Philip Middleton. Panthers have it again. Nice pass down the middle. And away goes Allen. Allen only gets as far as the Cardinal blue line before Middleton intercepts. And it's sent back towards the Cardinal end again on a rejection. 13:35 to go. First period, no score. Onside play for Belger. Nick Belger tries to step through. He's knocked off the puck and in a collision in the corner between Belger and Cozzolino. Still in the tie-up as Brendan Dawson comes in to help out the fray. Also coming in, that's Belger again. It's flipped up and the Panthers get it out the center. Nice cross-ice pass to Allen. His shot right into the midsection of Brady Rullo. And he'll hold on. 13:12 to go, first period. Cardinals and Panthers, no score. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Off the draw, Panthers control. Jimmy McKee, number six, goes behind the net. Conrad is tied up with Engvall. Now it's a two-on-two battle. Is coming in also to help out Evan Lindquist. So they scrap for it. Conrad to a knee, trying to work his way through to the puck. McClone couldn't quite get there, and the Cardinals come out with it. Stepping away on side play, it's Bates, I should say, not Bates. Bates, number 17. And he gets a shot on goal, and it's held on to. So Bates with the shot, 12:47 to go in the first period. No score between the Panthers and the Cardinals here from Stafford Arena. Glad you could join us here this evening on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner on hand, the chilly Plattsburgh State, in the Plattsburgh, New York area. Cardinals win the draw, a shot by Engvall blocked, and gets it back. Wines fires, hit the post with a shot. You heard the iron from up here and the groan from the home fans. Engvall's got to retreat now in his own end to get this puck. It's behind him. Out to the point. Panthers setting it up. Deneen to send down low. Further to long and then behind the net for McKee. McKee tied up. Puck squirts free in a near side corner. Stevens trying to get in there. And it's going to be a penalty call as Desnoyer got under Stevens, and Stevens grabbed a hold and pulled him down. So, with 12:14 to go in the first power play of the game will go to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. Cardinals on the season are 11 for 71, 15.5%, 62nd in the country. Middlebury killing them off. 50 for 66, 75.8, 73rd.
46 seconds.
So, power play here for Plattsburgh. Now, set up down low. And eventually back to the point. Barber's now got it left side. Barber slapped a couple slap passes and nothing doing there. That'd be one pass too many. In the meantime, still set up here. Hurried shot that time by Stallard is blocked down. The rebound, Panthers trying to get it out to center, can't do so. Stallard again. Cross ice, a one-timer score! Blast for the point by Antoine Fournier, number 8. With 11:36 to go in the first, Plattsburgh State leads 1-0. Panthers had sort of dropped in down low to eliminate the penetration. That set up a pass back for Fournier. Ripped it past Klein. And for Fournier, that is his first career goal. Fournier makes it 1-0. This one comes out to center.
Charles Barber. Time to the final goal. 8 minutes.
Panthers have it now in their own zone. Trying to get out. This is a long cast. This mark goes all the way down for an icing. And a faceoff coming into Panthers zone. 11:08 to go, first period. Fournier, his first career goal from Stallard and Barber at 8:34 makes it 1-0 Cardinals. And we hear the band playing down low. Off the draw. Cardinals control. Cross ice pass. Valente puts it towards that. It's behind now. Gathering and trying to move out. Brady Pfaff gets it back to point. Egan shot this along the side calmly by Klein. Rebound comes up to the point, but not out. Now Andrew Neary gets it out. It could be almost 2-on-1. Allen in the zone. Allen shooting, and it's blocked. Taking that one on the meaty part of the leg was Ayrton Valente. And the rebound sent into the Panther zone. Back foot, David Bellucci, number 42. Matched his career scoring totals in that last game against Norwich. Back out to center. Engvall's got it. On to Owens. Cam Owens onside play. Goes around the net. Gets it out in front. That's cut off. Going after it, Matt Quilty. Quilty leaves it off to the boards. Back to Engvall at the left point. Shot and save made by Klein. Rebound. Engvall's got it again. Cross ice pass for a hurried shot towards goal. That time by Lindquist. That's blocked down. And it comes out to center. Engvall's got it. Goes near side. Belger. Touch pass Quilty, who's met there by Bellucci. 9:55 to go. First period. 1-0 Cardinals with the lead. Bellucci sends it behind the net for Neary. Andrew Neary off the wall in the center. Camille Tkachuk sends it further to Cardinal end. Line change on for the Panthers. Long pass to Quilty. Trying to step in onside. Almost does. And it is onside, actually. Cardinals set it up. Belger. Belger, left wing side, takes a look. Cross-ice pass kept in nicely that time by Lindquist. Belger still with it. Wines, fires, deflected, echoes wide. Quilty was setting up a screen in front. Panthers now get it out to center. Kicked forward by Conrad, no icing. Conrad ties up with Lindquist. Puck moves along the far side boards, right in the corner now. This all to our right. Now picked up and skating, or trying to stand out of his own. Bates. Send in. 9 minutes to go. First period. 1-0 Cardinals with the lead. Now the puck in the Panthers zone. A pass out in front. Hurried shot that time by Barber's blocked off. Rebound to Barber again. Couldn't get it through. Bates has got it. His pass attempt blocked out in front. And the Panthers look to come out to center. McClellan flips it in. Goes after it. First one back is Fournier. Antoine Fournier just scored his first collegiate goal a couple of moments ago to give the Cardinals a 1-0 lead. Still with the puck, now sends it up the wall. Sloan can control, back for it is Connor Lloyd. This is Neary. This pass deflected around a little bit. Center ice, Draven sends back in. Klein sets it up behind the net with Bellucci. Little point. Barber keeps in with a one-time and it goes whistling wide. Buck comes up to the far corner. Going behind the net, Kyle Hall. Hall tries to center out in front. Cut off by Neary. Buck goes behind the net. Cardinals still in possession. With a lot of possession to our left here in this first period. A shot deflected around a little bit, but Neary's got it. Give ahead to Mitch Allen. Allen from the red dumps in. Line change on for the Panthers. 7:45 to go. First period. 1-0 Plattsburgh State leads. Courtesy of Antoine Fournier's first career goal on the power play. And offside play at the Middlebury line with 7:37 to go in the opening period. Panther Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. It'll be a neutral zone face-off. Seifert and Chisanti to take the draw. Get the sticks down, and Chisanti wins the draw back. Panthers in possession. Cozzolino. Aggressive forecheck right now being put on by the Plattsburgh State Cardinals, trying to create the turnover. Long pass. They get just that. Valente with the intercept. Valente into the zone. Tried to step around. Couldn't do so. The Panthers come the other way. Nice chip ahead. Onside play. Chisanti wanted to center. Pass across for Tkachuk, but that was intercepted. Hands back out to center. Santi with it again. Cross ice pass for Stevens. Stevens couldn't reach. Puck goes behind the Plattsburgh State goal, where the Cardinals look to come out with it. Middleton sends up the near side, glass it all the way into the Panthers zone. Neary back for it. Coach Neil Sinclair giving some coaching points as this long shot goes right on to Brady Lulow. He's just going to hold on and get a whistle. 6:44 to go in the opening period. 1-0 Plattsburgh State. Of course, we'll recap the first period of play. Give you some out-of-town scores. First intermission report here from Stafford Arena. Off the draw, Plattsburgh State trying to race forward, but Belger couldn't walk around and check by Neary. Cross-ice pass is Engvall. Engvall with it from the red line, across corner, dump in. Far corner to our left. First one on it, Matt Quilty. Quilty sends it to the near sideboards, which chopped up and out of the zone by McClellan. And the rebound deflected right over the head of Henry Cutting, number 35. So face-off will come, I would presume, in the neutral zone. 6:20 to go, first period, 1-0. Cardinals lead. And Plattsburgh State wanted the puck to move, be moved down further. They're not going to get it. Owens takes the draw and loses it this time to Boyd. Puck behind the net, Rulow sets it up, sent around the boards by Lindquist. Now comes Owens. Owens in a 2-on-2 with Belger. Owens centers a pass out front. Belger picks it up. His pass shot is blocked down. Rebound. Big scramble for it before Turnbull finally sends it to the point. And then the intercept out by Allen. Allen just couldn't reach the loose puck. Bellucci tries to step around. Owens couldn't do so. Onside play, Belger the other direction. Belger trying to leave it off for Owens. That's blocked off in the near corner. Behind the net goes Lloyd with it. 5:42 to go. Opening period. 1-0 Cardinals. Alone in front. A shot by Quilty goes wide. The self-attempt rebound is loose in front. Klein now gets to his feet. Puck to the point. Barber. Give on and set up by Sloan. A shot that's deflected into net. It might have been sent that way by Klein. We got a whistle. 5:23, first period, 1-0 Cardinals. Faceoff will be in the Middlebury zone to the left of Stephen Klein. Sante take the draw. This time he loses out. Skyler Seifert. We'll check that. It was Russ Sloan, I should say. Behind the net it goes. Neary watching over Draven. Centering pass rejected. And now the Panthers look to come out on the right wing side. That's near side boards for us. Stevens dumps in. Stevens goes after it. Gets tied up. And now Plattsburgh State comes out the other way. Sloan couldn't reach that one. It's a long way down. It's icing against Plattsburgh State. And a faceoff will come all the way in the Cardinals zone with 4:54 to go in the first. 1-0 Plattsburgh State. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Jasanti and Sloan to take the draw. And the Cardinals control off the faceoff. Barber sent behind the net. Fournier around and eventually up and out of his zone for the backhand further by Sloan. And that's going to go down for icing. Yep, that'll be icing. So faceoff again back in the Cardinals zone with 4:44 to go, first period. We were mentioning earlier before, David Bellucci matched his career point totals, the junior defenseman did, in that last game against Norwich. His goal, the one goal that he had scored prior to that, came back on January 3rd, 2015 against Hobart. The lone assist came January 22nd of last season against Colby. And that was at Colby. And then last night he pops in 2 points. A long shot right into the M on the front of Stephen Klein's sweater. 4:29 to go now, first period, 1-0 Cardinals. In the meantime, other things going on. Trevor Turnbull's got a 3-game point streak, which he's got 2 goals and 2 assists. Stephen Klein scored 4 of his last, Andrew Neary scored 4 in his last 5 games. All those assists. A couple streaks going on for the Panthers. This one goes all the way to the Plattsburgh State end, and Rulo steps out to play. Sets a pass on off. It's sent further up the wall by Valente. Cross-ice pass intended that time for, I believe, Seifert. It's intercepted back into the Cardinal zone. Valente nearly turned it over, but now here comes Hall in the direction. Kyle Hall onside play, left wing side. Hall goes around the net, still taking a look. Stallard's looking for it, gets it shooting right into the midsection of Stephen Klein. And then we get a face-off with 3:51 to go, first period. 1-0 Plattsburgh State with the lead. Face-off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Nice size crowd on hand here tonight at Stafford Arena. Not some of the full houses they've seen in the past, but a nice crowd nonetheless. Put out in front for an opportunity that goes wide by Sloan. That's Egan. Panthers have possession. Bellucci intercepted across the middle by Seifert. Bellucci comes back for a stick lift. But the Cardinals still have possession. Egan around the net. Takes a look. Slams on the brakes. Loses a man in the process. Egan. High slot turn. Shooting. Hit the crossbar with a shot. Rebound in the near corner. Egan's got it again. Pat Egan rings one off the bar. Still ragging around with the puck. Give and go for a shot save made by Klein. And the rebound. I might have ticked the post as well. To the point. Setting it up is Lindquist. Sends it into the Panthers zone. Egan. Backhand pass is off the mark. And comes out to the neutral zone. Lindquist has got it. The give to Egan, who's going to send it to the Panthers zone. Line change on for Plattsburgh State. 2:47 to go, first period. Stevens comes together with Engvall. 1-0 Cardinals lead. Puck is down low. Giasanti trying to get to the loose puck. Couldn't quite do so. On the near side boards it goes. Not out. Cosolino put out in front. Giasanti and a nice save made by Rulo. The rebound behind the net. Trying to step up onto this one. Quilty now the tie-up. Quilty's got it near side boards. Cross-ice pass to Belger. Belger in an onside play. A 2-on-3. Trying to split the D. It almost does. But the puck goes behind the net. Collected by Belger, trying to get it back out to the point, couldn't quite do so. Owens tries to help back, instead does come all the way back to the Cardinal end. Fournier's got it. He tries the near sideboards. Belger just dives to make sure there's no icing on that play. And now sent in by Allen. No ice on this one. Barber back behind his own net with a 1:51 to go. First period, 1-0 Cardinals. The turnover, a second time, but still the Cardinals come out with it. Quilty for Belger. Belger had it chopped off his stick by Neary. Back to the point, Barber. Barber trying to stand down low, but Neary intercepts. Andrew Neary sends to the left wing side. Mitch Allen. Allen, cross-ice pass intended for Trevor Turnbull, broken up. And then Turnbull tried to throw one on goal. It goes off the back of the net. The Cardinals come away with it the other direction. 1-on-3. 1-on-forever, I should say. A rising shot still, though. And it goes off the mark that time by the ever-hustling Noah Bates. There's a pass on up ahead. Somebody's doing a little beaver tail on the ice. Valente calling for it. He gets it. Shot. Save A. Klein. Rebound loose. They still scramble for it. A big battle. And finally it goes into Klein's midsection. And he holds on with 59.9 seconds to go. Opening period. And Plattsburgh State leads 1-0. Face-off will be deep in the Middlebury zone to the right of Stephen Klein. Nope, checking over to the left. Giasanti take the draw and loses it clean to Sloan. Puck to the high slot. Draven shooting and he missed the net. Rebound behind and the Panthers looking to get out the center and do. Valente back for it. Takes a look, still back skating as he gives a pass on across to Middleton. Philip Middleton, we give Valente. Now, a couple combinations, get the pass in the puck, I should say, in the middle. Valente then loses out, and the Panthers come the other way with 32 to go in the period. Giasanti tried to step around Middleton, couldn't do so. Middleton in the corner. Now comes together with Stevens. Puck still behind. Jasanti tried to chop it along, couldn't do so. Middleton on the loose. Puck gives it to Sloan. Sloan will flip up and out the center. It's an alley-oop play. Sending pass in front, Valente, and a save made by Klein. 10 seconds to go in the period. Rebound to the point. Hall shot echoes wide. A referee ducking out of the way. And that will finish off the first period of play. And the home side satisfied with the effort. Middlebury outshot by Plattsburgh State 14-4 after one period of play. Our score, Plattsburgh State Cardinals 1, the Middlebury Panthers nothing. First period recap, one we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on 1 Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
We're back here at Stafford Arena, 1-0. Plattsburgh State with the lead after one period of play. And the lone goal would come on the power play at the 8:24 mark. When Middlebury had the penalty, Travis Stevens went in for holding, and Plattsburgh State would capitalize.
Here's shot, hurry shot that time by Stallard is blocked out. The rebound, Panthers trying to get it out to center, can't do so. Stallard again, cross ice, a one-timer score!
Point by Antoine Fournier, number 8, with 11:36 to go in the first. Plattsburgh State leads 1-0. Fournier's first career goal. It's assisted by Stallard and Barber at 8:24. And that is the lone goal of the contest thus far. 1-0 Plattsburgh State after one period of play. Shots on goal now officially 15-5 in favor of Plattsburgh State. And they have a 1-0 advantage. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scores when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbard & Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team. Team Deniker.
It's Tom Deniker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Deniker Chevrolet. Visit us at Deniker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Deniker deals, and we make you smile. At Deniker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Deniker Virgens, or DenikerChevrolet.com.
Deniker Chevrolet.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Virgins. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
1-0 Plattsburgh State leads after one period of play. This is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. There are two games going on currently with a little less than 3 minutes to go in the first. 2-0 Washington leads Chicago in a battle of heavyweights there. Jay Beagle's got his 7th and Nicholas Backstrom's 12th for the Washington Capitals. 2-0
1-0 Capitals lead the Chicago Blackhawks late in the first period. Midway through the first period, Madison Square Garden, the Toronto Maple Leafs have a 1-0 lead over the New York Rangers. William Nylander, the lone goal in this one. So it's 1-0 Maple Leafs over the Rangers. About 9 minutes to go, first period at Madison Square Garden. Game's going to go on later tonight. The New York Islanders visit the Florida Panthers. That's a 7:30 p.m. start. Buffalo Sabres take on the Carolina Hurricanes. That also 7:30 p.m. start. 8 p.m. for the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Tampa Bay Lightning. 9 o'clock starts for the New Jersey Devils and Calgary Flames. The Winnipeg Jets at the Arizona Coyotes. Those are the NHL scores. As we go look at some college scores around NCAA Division III, because there are a few of those games going on as well. It shows us, as we bring it up on our screens here, some finals. Williams defeated Manhattanville. That was at Manhattanville, too. Cannon Rye, a 4-0 final score. The East shut out the Valiants. Endicott, a 5-0 winner over Stonehill earlier this afternoon. Fredonia all over Western New England, 7-2. Newman, a 6-4 victory over Morrisville. Those are all final scores. Skidmore and St. Anselm are scoreless as they're getting ready to go to the second. Amherst has a 1-0 lead over Tufts as they get back to conference play. That game is about to start the second period. Wesleyan and Bowdoin, Trinity and Colby, Connecticut College, Hamilton also all playing tonight. We will give you scores on those games as the evening progresses. Canton leads Potsdam by a score of 2-0. Geneseo, 1-0 lead over Lebanon Valley. And Wentworth, a 3-0 lead over Post. Those are all at the first intermission. Games that will start shortly, and amongst them, Concordia, Minnesota, taking on Hamline. Concordia, Wisconsin is at Marion. Wisconsin, Stevens Point will take on St. Mary's. Wisconsin Superior against Gustavus Adolphus. Some of the many games, St. Olaf will play host to St. John's tonight as well. There are many games going on here on a Friday evening. That has been the NHL and out-of-town scoreboard updates, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply. It's on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. 1-0 our score here after 20 minutes, and the scoreboard clock reads a little more than we expected, so we'll just look at some of these stats here from period number one. As we said, 15-5 were the shots in favor of Plattsburgh State. Not see anything in the way of face-offs, who may have won or lost them, but it's the 1-0 mark shooting for the period. Mitch Allen had 2 for the Panthers, 2 shots on goal. Vinny Jasanti, Engineering, Brendan Dawson, 1 each for the 5 shots for Middlebury. On the Plattsburgh State side, you're looking at 3 shots from Pat Egan, a pair for Eric Valente and Noah Batiste, or Batiste, I should say. Antoine Fournier with 2 shots as well, one of them finding the net. 1 shot for Jacob Enval. Kyle Hall, Joe Draven, Cole Stallard, Nick Belger, and Ross Sloan. They all have 1 shot on goal for the 15 total for Plattsburgh State through 20 minutes of play. 1-0 Cardinals with the lead. For the Panthers, you just like to see them get back to the way they played on Tuesday night against Norwich at Kenyon Arena. They played a very good game in that one. Really took it to the number 2 ranked Cadets from beginning to end. Just like to see them maybe get back on that against another regional rival, if you will, or another prime link rival, if you will, in Plattsburgh State, a team that they are all too familiar with. Overall, the Plattsburgh-Middlebury rivalry, which dates back to 1976-77, as Plattsburgh overall in the lead, 23 wins for Plattsburgh, 21 for Middlebury, 4 ties this year. Plattsburgh, of course, won the first one. They also won 2 last year against the Panthers. Plattsburgh State has won three games in a row in this series, seven of the last eight, 12-4-1 in the last 10 seasons against the Middlebury Panthers. Panthers looking to start the turnaround of that trend. They have two periods to do so. After one period, it's the Plattsburgh State Cardinals 1 and the Middlebury Panthers nothing. Second period action. The scoreboard tells us we're 3 minutes and 49 seconds away. So when we come back, we will have that action for you between Middlebury and Plattsburgh State. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors in Middlebury is kicking off 2017 with a Start Something New event. Foster Motors has less than 15 2016 models left, and they're making deals until they're all gone. Looking for more adventure in 2017? A new Jeep is the answer. Get huge rebates and discounts on all 2017 Jeeps during January, including Cherokee, Compass, Renegade, and Grand Cherokees. And don't miss the winter special Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Save almost $4,500 off MSRP this month. Start the year off right in a Ram truck with up to $10,000 off during January. Foster Motors, the only award for excellence dealer in Vermont. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com. That's fostermotors.com. And visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, Stephen Klein is waiting right by the entrance, as Brady Rouleau has now led his Plattsburgh State Cardinals to their entrance and will step out on the ice for the start of this second period. 1-0 Plattsburgh State with the lead. No carryover power play time. So both sides will skate 5-a-side as we get going in the second. Didn't get a chance to mention it. Our officials tonight, Joel Dupree and Jeremy Letourneau, are the referees. Larry Legault and Robin Lemna are the linesmen. So we are just about set to go. We look around at some other scores going on here tonight in terms of NESCAC and Middlebury action. Middlebury men's basketball team at halftime down by 11, a Tufts 48-37. Women's basketball, Tufts up 29-16 on the Lady Panthers at halftime. So both Middlebury basketball teams struggling. Middlebury women up 2-1 on Stevenson. That is early second period at Kenyon Arena. Second period now underway. Panthers going from right to left in the navy blue uniforms trimmed in white. Plattsburgh State going left to right in the white jerseys and socks, all trimmed out in the red with the pants as well. Fanning on his pass attempt and then getting it back, Brent Dineen sends it to the near sideboards. Conrad chips it further, no icing. Going in after this puck is McClellan.
McClellan trying to center that, couldn't do so. McClellan now in the corner, gets it. McClellan behind the net. Stuff attempt out front, knocked through. And onto the stick of Joe Draven. He can't clear the zone. McClellan once again. Ridden off the puck that time by Ayrton Valente. Valente gets it up and out to center. Racing back for this one is Brendan Dawson. Dawson spins around. He skates up ice. Steps around Desnoyer. Onside play. Dawson shot. That's blocked off into the near corner. Sent around by Stevens. Second effort coming up to Kamil Tkachuk, who sends down low. Tkachuk once again chopped off his stick. A hurried shot blocked off. Stevens tried to keep down low. Instead, it comes all the way across and out to the neutral zone. Dawson, a little touch pass, and it's sent into the zone by Vinny Jasanti. Jasanti, a cross-ice pass off the mark, and now the Cardinals come the other way, 3-on-2. Moving ahead, Stallard, he's onside. Drop pass, I should say, in the middle is intercepted, and out goes Jasanti the other way. Jasanti shooting, and a save made by Arullo. He had to hurry as the angle was getting cut down quickly. Stevens, he's crunched up in the far corner, and the Cardinals come out with it. 1 minute, 40 seconds gone by here. Second period, 1-0 Plattsburgh State. A center ice play and onside for Turnbull. Trevor Turnbull steps in, tried to stuff one out in front. It's rejected. Still going after Connor Lloyd. The rebound gets sent all the way back down to the Panther end. Klein has to actually play this and cover it up with Brady Baff bearing down. And he gets a whistle. 1 minute, 59 seconds have expired here in the second period. And the Panthers trail 1-0. Face-off will be to the right of Klein. Panthers win the draw and get it out at least to center. Fafton had it knocked off his stick. Turnbull centered it out front. That's blocked down. Neary's got it. Cross-ice pass and a penalty call coming up. It's going to be a hooking call against the Panthers as Brady Rullo had gotten run into. Is it against the Panthers or against Cardinals? It's a Cardinal penalty. I guess there was a possessive touch in there, and that's what got the whistle. But nonetheless, in the penalty box goes Joe Draben. Power play on Middlebury. Panthers on the power play. Time of the penalty, 2-12. Panthers with it, Neary. Cross ice pass, intercepted. Now it's Conrad. On the net, it's McClellan. To the point, Neary. Cross ice, Bellucci. Shooting, save Rullo, and he holds on. Conrad, and then afterwards gets a couple of extra shoves, and we'll see if anything is called for that. Conrad was pushed a little bit, and as he backskated, he got lumber from the person of Matt Quilty, but our referees will let it all go for now. 17:30 to go. Second period, 2:30 gone by. 1-0 Cardinals lead. Panthers on the power play, 8 for 44. It's an 18.2% efficiency. 42nd in the nation. Shot deflected wide. Neary comes in to help out with the rebound. 60 for 75, killing off of the Cardinals. 80%, tied for 53rd. Out front, that passes off the mark, and Plattsburgh looking to get out to center, and will. Send into the zone by Sloan. Bellucci leaves it behind for Neary. Andrew Neary skates out with it. A little bit to the left wing side, now gives to Jasanti. Nice hold to the line by McClellan. Gets Jasanti onside. Neary's got at the left point. Shot through a screen. Save made by Rullo. The rebound bounces loose. Turnbull to the point. The fake by Stevens. Now Neary's got it. Stevens again. Give on to the right wing side. A centering pass out in front. Now behind the net. Turnbull. Still 52 seconds to go on the power play. And a bouncing puck that's going to be sent down low by Stevens. Jasanti sends it around Turnbull. Turnbull behind the net. Eventually down to the point. Dawson. Cross ice for a wrist shot that goes wide and off the stick. Looked like Tkachuk. Dawson, Neary now with it. Neary shot off a leg and into the corner. Tkachuk stumbles going forward. Rebound to the point, not out. Neary on the keep. Dawson's one-timer. He heeled it into the near corner. 22 on the power play. 16:10 to go. Second period. 1-0 Cardinals. A centering pass missed the mark. Goes all the way through to Mitch Allen now on the right wing, left wing boards, I should say. Backhand attempt. Save made by Rullo. Rebound behind the net. Kachuk back out to Neary. And it's up Dawson Neary again. Kachuk had Stevens at the point, not Neary. In front of an open net, but Allen couldn't get all of it. In front, score! Just when the penalty expired, Trevor Turnbull, and the game is tied at one with 15:47 to go in the second. Almost reminiscent of his first career goal, a sharp angle, but Turnbull might have banked it in off of Brady Rullo. We'll have to see what this is again. Let the Sports Network throw in an instant replay up. Silent. Just looked like it went it off of goalie. So Turnbull gets the goal. That's not Spencer Cage. He's scratched. Allen's going to get the lone assist. A shot, same eight quad. Rebound score! Plattsburgh answers right back, coming down room one. Cam Owens on a rebound and a juicy one at that. 15:27 to go in the second. 2-1 Cardinals. .433 time and a goal. Just one. Middlebury had gone even. Bang, bang. Plattsburgh State takes the lead. Those are the kinds that just kind of break your back a little bit. Let's see if the Panthers can respond. Turnbull quickly going in. Trevor Turnbull saying enough of that. And then it gets ridden off the puck. So Owens gets the goal. It's his second of the season. The Panthers, a shot by McKee, same in. Rebound covered up by Rullo. We'll find out the particulars on everything in just a moment. But it's 2-1 now. Plattsburgh State with the lead. 14:55 to go. Second period. Face off to the right of goaltender Brady Rullo, and the puck comes back out to the neutral zone. Owens from Belger and Middleton is what they're saying. A shot then at the other end for the Cardinals is knocked aside by Klein. A rebound right again on Klein. He's going to hold on, get the whistle. 14:33 to go, second period. 2-1 Plattsburgh State leads. Now see, it's saying Travis Stevens scored the goal. I don't know where else. That's a stop. In the meantime, it's covered again by Klein getting the whistle. 14:26 to go, second period. So 20 seconds apart, the two goals. Middlebury tied it. Plattsburgh's got the lead right back. Now the Cardinals. Stallard, his shot deflected into the netting. And we got another whistle. 14:16 to go in the second. 2-1 Cardinals. Faceoff will stay in the Panthers zone to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. Jasanti wins the draw. Conrad, though, couldn't get out of the zone. Another shot that Klein initially caught up high and then dropped to his knees to make sure he had secured. So another face-off coming in the Panther zone. Sloan to take the draw against Jasanti again. And then Sloan and Jasanti push each other in the circle. Off the draw, Jasanti wins it back. Dawson sends it around the far boards. McClellan, cross ice pass Conrad. Conrad onside shooting. Gloved down and then covered by Rullo, getting the whistle.
14:01 to go, second period, 2-1 Cardinals. Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. Face off to the right of Brady Rullo. Tie-up, Cardinals control. Valenti goes around the net. Let it send out. Does spring Draven. Draven moves in. His center's a pass out front. Penalty call coming up against the Panthers. McKee's going to get called for it. Behind the net, stumbling forward Draven. Neary's got the puck. And hooking's going to be the call. McKee to the penalty box. Cardinals to the power play. Time and a penalty. 16. Goes for hooking. 1-for-1 on the power play of the Cardinals. Panthers efficient 0-for-1 as they had scored right when the penalty had expired. With it is Owens. Back to the point, Engvall. So look, wants to step around instead, sends to the corner. Bellucci just stands his ground, knocks his man down. Engvall keeps at the point. Bellucci's got, slams it all the way down. Behind the net, set up by Arullo. The man got knocked down. Cam Owens finally coming back to get ready to set the breakout up. And Owens missed that, but Quilty's got it. Rift for Owens on the left wing side. Owens tried to step through Bellucci again, couldn't do so. Owens behind the net, drop pass, and the setup for Quilty. Quilty's going to the front of the net. That's Belger. Back to the point, Lindquist. Left off for Owens. Owens now at the right point. Sends down to the right wing corner for Quilty. Quilty steps out to the circle. His shot blocked by Neary. Backhands it out to center. Bunted down that time by Lindquist, I should say. Yep. Pass is intercepted by Bellucci and sent all the way down. Fresh penalty kill is on for the Panthers. 12:30 to go. Second period. 44 seconds to go on the Plattsburgh State power play. Cardinals lead 2-1. Puck down low near side corner. Dawson couldn't control. Seifert's got it. Seifert trying to go back out to the point and gets it back. Sends behind the net. Not able to control. Whistle foul. Puck comes to the point but not out. The keep in. The send down low by Charles Barber. Barber gets the return. There's a little give and go with Pfaff. Pfaff shooting. Echoes wide. And the puck comes all the way around the near side. Boards it out to center. Barber. The give on off. Pfaff. Now Egan takes over. Pat Egan and across the Panther line. Egan with 6 seconds to go on the power play. Lost it to Dawson. Dawson tries on the far boards. Puck comes out to center. And now kill off the Plattsburgh State power play. They're 1-for-2 with the man advantage. 11:38 to go, second period, 2-1 Cardinals. Big collision in the Cardinals zone. Panthers have possession of the puck. Dawson, cross-ice pass, a little flip-in by the Panthers. In front, score! McKee got a pass from Allen and sets up Kamil Tkachuk with 11:25 to go in the second period. Game's tied at 2. That was a ridiculous wrist shot that Rullo did not have much of a chance. 8:35, time of the goal. And the Panthers have tied this game at 2. Off the draw, this is sent into the Panthers zone. Neary back for it. So Kamil Tkachuk gets it. Panthers in the zone. McKee and Allen. This one goes right on a rule on the whole time. McKee and Allen, although they reported it the other way around. McKee and Allen, the assists on Kamil Tkachuk's third goal of the season. He's tied this thing at 2. Game time of the goal, 8:35. Face off to the left of Brady Rullo. Panthers lose the faceoff, trying to come out with it. Engvall does backhand a pass up. Here's Bettis. Bettis onside shooting, and it catches the glass behind Stephen Klein's cage. To the point, Engvall, his shot deflected a couple of times. Loose in front, but not even going to stick to it with Sloan. A bouncing puck to Engvall at the point. Wrist one through, hit the bar and in! It might have been deflected in front by Bettis, not too sure. It hit the crossbar, went straight down and bounced in. With 10:44 to go in the second, Plattsburgh State takes the lead right back, 3-2. Trying to see if they got it on the replay again here. Engvall took the shot, did get deflected. All it was, it hit the crossbar, went down, and the English of it carried it in. 9:16 time of the goal. We'll see who they give it to. But it's now 3-2 Cardinals. Oh, we're getting a high scoring affair that we suspected might happen. This one sent all the way down. It's Engvall getting the goal. So Engvall gets it, his first of his career for the sophomore from Jönköping, Sweden. A pair of career firsts, Fournier and Engvall. And this one goes behind the net. Now setting it up, Owens trying to. It's tied up in the far side corner, and yet again the Panthers will have to battle from a goal down. Puck behind. This comes to the point. Fournier sends down low. Around it goes Cozzolino. Give it to McKee. Big collision behind the net, but Dawson's got it. Dawson spins away from some pressure. Gives on off to the right side. Stevens. Pass on up ahead. Bunted down. Sent forward by Tkachuk. 3-2 Cardinals. We're inside now of 10 minutes to go. Second period. But you can join us on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brett Luthner here at Stafford Arena in Plattsburgh, New York. Owens and now Belger. Belger, an onside play, leaves it for Owens, who shoots. That's shrugged off by Klein into the corner. Klein watching over things to his left. Puck goes behind the net through McKee. McKee, his pass intercepted by Belger, but he couldn't get a clean handle on it. Turnbull pestering him. Still in a battle for it. Turnbull gets the loose puck and skates out to the neutral zone. Goes on to Allen, left wing side, who dumps in behind Rulo's net. Rulo goes back to pick it up. Bumps with Turnbull. Oh, no, check that. That was actually Middleton bumping. And now the Cardinals go the other way through after the centering pass deflected. Pfaff trying to get to it. Couldn't do so. Valenti's got it. Valente to leave off. A wrist shot. Same A. Klein. Rebound goes on the side of the net. Pfaff's got it. One-time attempt to shank that time by Egan. And the Panthers get it out to center. 8:49 to go. Second period. 3-2 Cardinals. Valente nearly turns it over down low. Plattsburgh won a penalty. Instead, it ends up being... Yeah, they're going to get one. As the referee all the way down at the Middlebury blue line will call the trip. And the Cardinals go back to the power play. So, into the box goes Mitch Allen. The referee all the way at the Middlebury, practically the Middlebury blue line, made the call. Time and a penalty, 11-18. He did have the better sight on it than the man down low. And to him, indeed, the trip was necessary. So, third power play for the Cardinals. Hall, shot, never gets through. Rebound. And eventually worked to the point. Good keep there by Engvall. A shot by Fournier is blocked down. And out comes the other way. McClellan, he gets hip-checked by Engvall, but gets the puck deep in the Cardinal zone. Fournier behind the net. Here's a pass up. Stallard couldn't control. Neary sends it back down. Engvall goes back for it. He gets bumped behind the net, but still the Cardinals have it. Minute 21 to go on their power play. Stallard onside. Steps in. Watched by Stevens. Try to put a pass back. Gets help from Desnoyer. Desnoyer with it. Gives on off to Fournier. Desnoyer again out in front. Trying to stay. Rebound loose. The light came on, but the puck was nowhere close to the goal. Rebound still in the slot. Cardinals get it. Fournier at the point. They give for Desnoyer. Desnoyer shifts off for Fournier. Back out. Now Fournier in the right wing circle. Cross ice pass. A shot riser gets the glass. Fournier sends down low. Desnoyer with it. Antoine Desnoyer behind the net. Still Desnoyer. Cross ice pass deflected by Stevens. A shot blockered off by Klein. Rebound. Stallard took the last two shots. Trying to dig it free. Instead it comes loose. Goes around the Middlebury cage near side. Then sent down of his own by Neary. 26 seconds on the power play. 7:06 and counting. Second period. 3-2 Cardinals. Skate on up ahead. An onside play here in the zone. And then slamming on the brakes. Holding up that time is Vitas. But out in front, deflected. Now Conrad gets the backhand all the way down. Back is Rouleau behind his own net. Believe off the send around by Valente. Up to Banas at the point he couldn't control. Cardinals Dukes to get out of his zone, but the power play is over. And Plattsburgh State 1-for-3. A stuff attempt. Net comes off, and we'll get a whistle. Stuff attempt that time by Middleton was unsuccessful. The faceoff will come, I believe, outside the zone. 6.5 to go, second period. 3-2. Plattsburgh State leads. Be a neutral zone face-off. Connor Lloyd tries to win forward. Owens takes over. Owens steps around, gets knocked down. Crowd wants the call, none given. Broken stick on the ice. See who it belongs to. Belongs to a Panther. That be McClellan. Well, it might not be McClellan. He might have given the stick to somebody else. That pass deflected down, and out comes Conrad the other way. McClellan calls for a change. Conrad takes a shot. That's wide the net. Rebound behind. Still a scrap for it. Lloyd tried to put out front. Rouleau's got it, and he gets a whistle. With 5:58 to go in the second period, 3-2 Plattsburgh State. Engvall from Banas and Draven, by the way, at 9:16. That was the last goal. Face off to the right of goaltender Brady Rouleau. Off the tie-up. Panthers trying to control. Eventually Deuce Stevens back to the point. A hurried shot by Neary goes wide. Rebound tied up back there. And now the Cardinals come out with it. The skate ahead, Batis. There's a pass back out, a shot, a hurried one that goes and catches the glass protecting the fans behind the net. We get another whistle at 5:38 to go in the second period. Panther Hockey, the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Also brought to you by Foster Motors, home of We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury. Panthers control the faceoff behind the net, spinning around with his Brett Dineen. Dineen gives a cross-ice pass to Stevens. Stevens in an onside play. Tried to put out in front, couldn't quite do so as Engvall ties him up. Now on the near side, the Cardinals trying to get out of his own, but Pfaff has trouble. Met by McKee. Puck loose the neutral zone. Here comes Egan. Egan the other way. Another trailer shot, save made by Klein. Engvall was trailing it again. About the fourth or fifth time this period that Plattsburgh State has used that trailer to their advantage. Now here goes Neary the other way from the red line. Last one in, right on goal. Rouleau just drops to the side. 4:54, second period, 3-2 Cardinals. Neutral zone skate and a dump in right on goal by Lindquist. It's going to be held on to by Klein with 4:45 to go in the second period, 3-2 Plattsburgh State. Panther Hockey and One Credit Union Panther Radio Network brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Face off, Cardinals control. One-timer from the slot is shanked. Fournier's got at the right point. His shot shrugged off by Dawson. Rebound, a turnaround shot never gets through. That one does, though. And a save made by Klein, who keels over, making sure he holds on to the rebound. Antoine Desire with the last shot. 4:32 to go, second period. Cardinals lead 3-2 over your Middlebury Panthers. Off to the right of Stephen Klein. And the Cardinals win the draw. Desnoyer won it. Put out in front. Stallard's tip goes over. Rebound near corner. Desnoyer trying to put behind the net, but instead Jasanti intercepting. Turnbull trying to skate out the center. Then gets it tied up right in the linesman's skates. In the other way goes Stallard. Stallard with it. Left wing circle. His shot blocked down in front. And now the Panthers trying to skate out again, but that pass avoided Neary. That breaks down the attack. Puck behind the Panther cage. Spinning around with it. David Bellucci, he couldn't control either. Suddenly the puck is sticking on the Panthers here in the second period. Into the zone. Onside play, Belger. Belger skating around. Trying to put out in front. Does eventually get a point. Set up there, and then Allen can control. Mitchell's own play. 3:42 to go, second period. Quilty. Set out in front, Belger. Belger range, shot, save made, Klein, and he holds on. And then afterwards, some pushing and shoving in front. Quilty involved with a few navy-clad Panthers. 3:36 to go, second period, 3-2 Cardinals. Face-off will be to the left. Check it to the right of Stephen. Oh, they're going to make it to the left of Stephen Klein. Scoreboard reads 29 shots to 16 in favor of Plattsburgh State. We'll get the official numbers after the period.
Come on, man.
To the point. In front. And now to Middleton at the right point. A lot of passing here. A lot of perimeter passing right now for the Cardinals. With nothing on goal until Bates' shot is blocked into the corner. And a centering pass out in front for Bates is knocked aside. Still with it, Sloan. Cross-ice pass, Valenti. Valenti, wrist shot, never gets through. The rebound to the far corner. Stepping up is Dawson. Dawson sends it up and all the way down. This will not have enough legs for icing. And swatting it into the corner is Rulo. 3 minutes to go, second period, 3-2 Cardinals. Long pass by Dawson. Nice touch ahead. Trying to collect, not able to do so, was Tkachuk. Middleton behind. Tkachuk ties him up. Centering pass out front. Still loose. It's a battle for it. To the point. Consolito's shot blocked down. And out come the Cardinals the other way in a 4-on-2 if they hurry. Good job by Consolito, though, to knock his man off the puck. A centering pass is off the mark. And away goes Connor Lloyd the other way. Lloyd in a 1-on-1. Lloyd shooting at a tip. Just off the end of the glove of Brady Rulo. That almost beat him. Rebound back into the Panthers zone. Neary back for it. Neary's pass ahead to Tkachuk. Tkachuk dumps in from center. Rulo sets up, spins around the board, stepping up to this one, Lindquist. Evan Lindquist tried to get it up the near side boards, couldn't quite do so, getting secondary help from Brady Pfaff. Pfaff in across the Panther line, takes a look, right wing side, centers one out front, Klein makes the save, and jumps on the loose puck before the onrushing Skyler Seifert could get to it. 2 minutes even, second period, 3-2 Cardinals. Don't forget, between periods, we'll recap what's been a back-and-forth second period between Middlebury and Plattsburgh State. Also give you an SCAC out-of-town scoreboard. So we got the second intermission coming up in a matter of moments here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Behind the net. This one comes up and not out of the ball. And now the Panthers skate into the Plattsburgh State zone. They just announced the attendance here tonight. Good capacity, but a nice attendance here. Cardinals in the zone. Stallard's out shooting. Hit the post with the shot. That's the third one off the iron today. Quickly to Panthers the other way.
This in the zone is Allen. Allen couldn't quite get it out in front. The Cardinals take over. Spin move and a skate out of the zone by Valenti. Pass on up ahead for Hall. Wines fires right into the midsection of Klein, who had to fight it off and then covers the rebound. 1:12 to go, period number two, 3-2 Cardinals. The announced attendance here at Stafford Arena, 1,394. In an arena that fits 1,924 fans. Off the draw, puck behind the net. Cardinals trying to control. Now comes the near side boards. Conrad wins the puck battle along the wall and gets it out to center. McKee trying to follow up, couldn't quite do so. Quilty gets it off for Draven. Draven onside, his shot way up and into the netting and will make it to the seating area, I believe. And we get a stoppage, or at least right down to a cameraman who's going to toss it up to the crowd. 54.9 seconds to go, second period. 3-2, Plattsburgh State. Jimmy McKee to take the draw. He'll go up against Cam Owens. Another one going to the same spot in the netting. And more kids will go after a loose puck. 50.9 seconds now to go in the period. Control by the Cardinals with a sender all the way out of his own. Middleton's got a chase. Philip Middleton behind his own net. Sends it half boards and all the way down to the Panther end. Neary's going to go back for a stroll. Icing against the Cardinals. 38.2 seconds to go. Second period. 3-2 Plattsburgh State. Off to the left of Brandy Arullo. Quilty looked like he jumped off a little bit, but we're allowed to play on. Panther nearly sent one out in front with the intercept, and Joe Draven goes the other way. Draven puts out in front. The tip attempt is wide. Rebound near corner. Quilty doing battle. Eventually, Jasanti gets it up and out to the neutral zone. Quilty regains. Big hit put on Owens by Dawson. Owens then wants to take Dawson for a ride, and a penalty call coming up, and there's all sorts of penalties being called. They may have gotten a pair of players or more. Owens and Dawson were all tied up right below us. Jasanti and Draven are both going to the box at 19:50. So that'll put things at 4-on-4. So we'll see who gets the hold and who gets the hook. I think Jasanti's getting the hold and Draven's getting the hook. This one, Denier, he gets it out to center. And this will wrap up the second period. Santi got the hook. And Draven got the hold at 19:50. Shots on goal. The board reads 33-18. We'll get the official numbers in just a moment. Each team scored two goals in that period. Our score at the end of two. It's the Plattsburgh State Cardinals 3 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. Recap the second period when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids. kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products at many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, where it is 3-2 Plattsburgh State with the lead after two periods of play. And it was a rather eventful second period in terms of goals. The Panthers would even the score at the 4:13 mark on a scramble just as a power play expired.
A centering pass missed the mark, goes all the way through to Mitch Allen now on the right wing, left wing boards, I should say. Backhand attempt, save made by Rulo. Rebound behind the net to Chuck. Back out to Neary. And it's up Dawson Neary again. Chuck had Stevens at the point, not Neary. In front of an open net, but Allen couldn't get all of it. In front, score! Just when the penalty expired, Trevor Turnbull, and the game is tied at one with 15:47 to go in the second.
Well, we have it as Trevor Turnbull, but then they announced Spencer Cage, and we know he's scratched, and then after that, there was another, they said that, I don't know if they had Andrew Neary scoring a goal, but we have Trevor Turnbull's fifth for Mitch Allen at 4:13. Unless that is changed and they give it to somebody else, that's what we're going to go with right now. Then tied to score at one. The Middlebury, the feel-good part there would last all of 20 seconds because Plattsburgh State would fire right back to take the lead again.
Allen's going to get the lone assist. A shot, same eight, quad, rebound, score!
Plattsburgh answers right back, coming down Route 1, Cam Owens on a rebound and a juicy one at that. 15:27 to go in the second, 2-1 Cardinals. Cardinals would take the 2-1 lead there. Owens second from Belger and Middleton at 4:33. 2-1 Cardinals at that point. However, Middlebury would have an answer of their own. 4 minutes and 2 seconds later, on a break into the zone.
11:38 to go, second period, 2-1 Cardinals. Big collision in the Cardinals zone. Panthers have possession of the puck. Dawson, cross-ice pass, a little flip-in by the Panthers. In front, score! McKee got a pass from Allen. Nolan and sets up Kamil Tkachuk with 11:25 to go in the second period. Game's tied at two. Tkachuk started for McKee and Allen at 8:35, tied the thing at two. That tie, I should say, would last all of 41 seconds. When Plattsburgh State once again would fire right back and take the lead. To the point, Engvall. His shot deflected a couple times, loose in front, but not really going to stick to it with Sloan. A bouncing puck to Engvall at the point. First one through, hit the bar and in! It might have been deflected in front by Bates, not too sure. It hit the crossbar, went straight down and bounced in. With 10:44 to go in the second, Plattsburgh State takes the lead right back, 3-2. No tip, Engvall's first collegiate goal. Bates and Draymond at 9:16 made it 3-2 Cardinals. That's the way the second period would end. Shots on goal in the second period. We're still seeing 33-18 on the board. We have not gotten the official totals yet, so we're going on that. Two period totals for Middlebury. They had 13 in a period for two period total of 18. For Plattsburgh State, they had 18, two period total of 33. When we come back, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Foster Motors in Middlebury is kicking off 2017 with a Start Something New event. Foster Motors has less than 15 2016 models left, and they're making deals until they're all gone. Looking for more adventure in 2017? A new Jeep is the answer. Get huge rebates and discounts on all 2017 Jeeps during January, including Cherokee, Compass, Renegade, and Grand Cherokees. And don't miss the winter special Go Mango Hellcat Challenger. Save almost $4,500 off MSRP this month. Start the year off right in a Ram truck with up to $10,000 off during January. Foster Motors, the only award for excellence dealer in Vermont. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com. That's fostermotors.com. And visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
we can!
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
3-2, Plattsburgh State leads Middle Perry after two periods of play. This is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. We do the NESCAC scores first this time around. Amherst with a 2-0 lead on Tufts as they get ready to start the third period in Amherst. In the meantime, the other half of that matchups, the Hamilton-Connecticut College game. Connecticut College leads Hamilton 2-1 in the second period. A little bit of a shock going on right there as the number one, the first place team, I should say, Hamilton Continentals, right now losing to Connecticut College 2-1 midway through the second period. Bowen in a 2-1 lead over Wesleyan. That's at the end of two period in Brunswick up in Maine. And the other game going on in Maine, Colby and Trinity. And Colby's got a 2-0 lead over the Bantams as they're getting ready to start the third period in Waterville. And then one non-league game, Williams, as we said earlier today, defeated Manhattanville by a final score of 4-0. That was down in Rye. Middlebury, of course, right now in their game against Plattsburgh State, which got 3-2 Plattsburgh State after two periods of play. In the National Hockey League, midway through the second period, the Toronto Maple Leafs have a 2-1 lead over the New York Rangers. William Nylander's got his 9th goal of the season. James Van Riemsdyk, goal number 15 for the Maple Leafs. Chris Kreider has goal number 17 for the New York Rangers. The Washington Capitals all over the Chicago Blackhawks, 3-0 with 5 minutes to go in the second period in Washington. Jay Beagle's got his 7th, Nicholas Backstrom his 12th, and Brett Connolly's 6th for the Washington Capitals. All those in the first period of play. It's 3-0 Capitals in the second period. First period, end of the first period, the Islanders have a 2-1 lead over the Florida Panthers. Jason Chimera's got his 6th, John Tavares has got his 12th for the Islanders, and Vinny Trocheck has got his 13th for the Florida Panthers. 2-1 after 1 between the New York Islanders and Florida Panthers. The Buffalo Sabres, a 1-0 lead over the Carolina Hurricanes, just underway in the second period. William Carrier's got his 3rd goal of the season for the Sabres. The Columbus Blue Jackets and Tampa Bay Lightning have just gotten underway. No score there. The other two games on the docket this evening, the New Jersey Devils visit the Calgary Flames for a 9 p.m. start, and as well a 9 p.m. start for the Winnipeg Jets at the Arizona Coyotes. That is your NESCAC and out-of-town scoreboard, and that's sponsored by Monument Farms, family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Here, end of two. We're still waiting there for any updated steps. We still see 33-18, the shots on goal in favor of Plattsburgh State. They have a 3-2 lead over Middlebury after 40 minutes of play. And in that period, every time Middlebury would score a goal, Plattsburgh State would get one right back less than a minute later. See if the Panthers can continue to play an inspiring game. I mean, they're playing gritty hockey. They're getting after it. It's not like they're just rolling over just because they are short, healthy skaters. They only have 16 skaters in this game, but the Panthers still coming out and giving it their all. Find themselves down 3-2 after 40 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll have the third period of action here from Stafford Arena in Plattsburgh, Connecticut. Our score, the Plattsburgh State Cardinals 3 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
They're back here at Stafford Arena. The referees, the officials have all come out onto the ice. Still waiting, and now we see Brady Arullo leading his Plattsburgh St. Cardinals as they pretty much wait until just about the last second before they come out. You hear from the fans, the Cardinals have taken to the ice. Stephen Kline rocks back and forth a little bit before he, Henry Cutting, and Brian Ketchival lead the Panthers onto the ice here for the third period. There is carryover penalty time. Each team's going to play 4-on-4 for 1:50, courtesy of penalties to Draven of Plattsburgh, Jasanti of Middlebury. Both of those players will now take their respective spots in the penalty box. Trying to get the back door to the Middlebury penalty bench secured. Now it is. All doors secured. Water bottle being slung down to Brady Arullo in the goal to our right. Cardinals going from right to left here in the third period, wearing the white jerseys and red pants. Jerseys trimmed in red. Hardly any black in their uniforms except in the logo on the front of the sweater. Panthers in the navy blue trimmed in white going from left to right. Onside play and a quick shot save made by Kline off the stick of Cole Stallard, number 20. We get a stoppage 13 seconds into the third period. 3-2 Cardinals. Left of Stephen Kline. Off the tie-up. Quick shot by Stallard is knocked aside by Kline. And a rebound comes up to the neutral zone. Skating back for this one, Middleton. Here's a pass on off Valenti. Valenti in the zone, left wing side, drop pass, Hall. Hall trying to feather it back for him, but it missed. And goes to the far side boards. Owens in the zone now. Cam Owens trying to thread his way through. Got knocked down, save made. David Bellucci, for the second time tonight, plastered Cam Owens. Owens has had some of the last laugh. He's got 1 of 3 Plattsburgh State goals. Cardinals lead 3-2. 50 seconds gone by third period. Pass on ahead. Here's Mitch Allen. Allen shooting. Stick aside by Arullo. McKee sends behind the net. Allen's got it. Trying to dip down low. He gets around and chips one just wide. Rebound comes to the point. McKee coming down the middle. Hit the post. Check it. It was Stevens. And the rebound comes out. Another post in this game. This time it's Middlebury hitting it. Turnover in the zone. And then that's broken up. Allen on a back check. And it backhands it into his own bench. And we get a whistle. An exciting first 1:21 here in the third period. 3-2 Cardinals.
face-off will be to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the tie-up. Players get knocked down, and Panthers come away with it. Ahead is Tkachuk. Tkachuk onside. Trying to go around Lindquist. Couldn't do so. Coming in to help out Stevens. Stevens puts it behind the net. Wedged out of the play neatly that time by Engvall. Puck comes out to the left point. Near, he's got to step up to keep down low. Stevens tied up. In another 3 seconds, we'll have each team will get a skater back, and we'll go 5-on-5 again. Here they go. Onside play, a wrist shot. Stick to side by Klein to the near corner. Rebound, the tie-up. The Panthers come away with it. Chisanti sends it off the wall. It's to go down for an icing, however. And a face-off will come all the way into the Middlebury zone. 2:04 gone by. Third period, 3-2 Plattsburgh State. Face-off will be to the right of Stephen Klein. Off the draw, Cardinals control. Puck to the point. Egan tried to send through, couldn't do so. Secondary help, Pfaffish shot off the tip of Klein's glove behind the net. Egan goes down low to get it. Pat Egan, one hand on the stick. Egan tried to skate around, step through, but stumbles down to the ice in the high slot. Now the puck in the far side boards. Tied up and then worked free and around the net by Skylar Seifert. Seifert, number 23, now comes to the near side boards. In comes Pfaff to help out. Seifert peels away. He's in the high slot now. Pfaff sends down low for Pat Egan. It missed him. Seifert couldn't reach the loose puck. And now the Panthers have it in the person of Andrew Neary. Neary gets the return pass from Frank Consolito and gives back to him. Right wing side, Mitch Allen. Allen left off McKee. McKee towards goal, just easily stick to side by Rulo. Turnbull opts to go into the corner, the far side. And Turnbull gets knocked down to the ice by Lindquist. Couple players chop away in a loose puck. Hall sends it back for Fournier. Further behind the net, Barber couldn't control. Allen tries to go across. Instead, that's back out to center. Retreating, Dineen. Cross ice pass, Dawson, Dineen again. Allen tried to chip forward, bounces off the linesman's skate, so the Panthers have to regroup once more. 3.5 minutes gone by, third period, 3-2, Plattsburgh State with the lead. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brent Luthner here at Stafford Arena. Plattsburgh State won the earlier meeting between these two teams 5-2. They have a 3-2 advantage now. Stallard in across the Panther line. Stallard shooting, save May Klein, and then gathers up the rebound before any Cardinal can jump on that loose puck. 16:07 to go, third period, 3-2 Cardinals. Panther Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Elger off the draw, and a drop pass, and the Quilty shot blocked down in the corner. And Quilty goes tumbling to the ice with Neary. Still bouncing puck in the slot. It's going to be knocked down, and Chisanti skates it out. Onside play, Chisanti chips into the corner, and then gets the loose puck. Comes to the near side boards. Back to the point, Bellucci. Tried to thread one through. It's intercepted and given back right back. And now finally, the Cardinals get it. No one skates it out to center. And across the Panther line, left for Quilty. Quilty peels off, lost an edge doing so, but nothing but white jersey to help out. Still loose. And then Connor Lloyd sends across. This is Greg Conrad. Conrad, center ice and a dump in. No icing on it. Back for an Engvall. Line change on both sides. 15:15 to go. Third period. 3-2 Cardinals. Nearly a turnover. Is a turnover. Steven shooting. Deflected near corner. Rebound. Consolito on a pinch. Couldn't get there in time. Owens can't get to that loose puck at center. Dawson had it turned over to Owens, who backhands into the zone. Bates avoids it. Dawson check in the far corner. Sends it back out to the high slot. An attempt that time by Sloan's knock aside. One-timer, though, by Draven. Save made. Rebound. Another save. And a third attempt is on the side of the net. And now under the goaltender, Stephen Klein. 14:44 to go. Third period. 3-2 Cardinals. And a face-off will
come in the Panthers zone to the right of Stephen Klein, who's faced another 37 shots tonight. Again, a depleted Panther roster. They have 8 injury scratches coming in tonight. Only 16 healthy skaters. Barber, further Plattsburgh, sends on up ahead. It's Draven now from Bates. Draven shot, same main, rebound, score! Klein had overcommitted coming out because the only shooter was Draven. But the rebound got fired right back to Draven, and from a sharp angle, he beats Klein off the post and in. 14:28 to go in the third, 4-2 Cardinals. Klein played that about as well as he could. He came out, there was only one shooter, it was Draven. He came out to play it, but Draven took such a hard shot that Klein's rebound kicked right back to him. Time of the goal, 5:32. Draven's goal will be his fourth of the season. Now into the Panther zone again. Back to the point. Fournier turns it over. Now breakaway and step the other way. Allen in a pass too far from Turnbull. Neutral zone and a dump in. Draven unassisted, 5:32. It's Draven's fourth of the year. Cardinals up by 2. Now into the, there might be assists coming out of it in the end. Who knows? Around the boards, Deegan gives on ahead to Seifert. Seifert dumps into the zone and goes after the loose puck himself. Skyler Seifert puts a pass across, intended for Valenti coming down the middle, but that's intercepted and back out to center. Middleton back for it. Gives on to Egan. Pat Egan backhands it towards the Panther end, cut off there. And Frank Cozzolino back for it. Cozzolino, his pass intercepted, and then the Panthers get it right back. Here go the Panthers. Conrad. Conrad through, he gets knocked down. Penalty call coming up, and Middlebury will go on the power play with 13:14 to go here in the third period. Into the penalty box for the trip will go number 4, Philip Middleton. 6:46 time and a penalty. Second power play for the Panthers. They're 0-for-1. Now here come the Cardinals back out the other way. A shorthanded effort. All shot. Gloved down by Klein. Left behind by Bellucci. Bellucci with it. Look, the left wing side, skated by Jasanti. Cross ice Bellucci. Back for Neary. Neary, shot deflected, catches the glass behind the net. Fournier to the point, but not out. Neary on the keep, gives across Bellucci, right point. Bellucci holds, stumbles, gets his balance back, gives to Conrad. Bellucci's one-timer, shanked into the far corner. Fournier in after it. Rebound, that's shanked, comes to the point, Neary. Cross ice Bellucci. Oh, fires. They might have broke his stick. Yeah, he did break his stick. Thing just exploded on him. And the rebound comes out. It's just been that way. I mean, Bellucci had a wide open lane to shoot. And then the stick shattered on him. Behind the net, Dawson. Allen spins around the circle. Dawson steps out down the middle. Watched carefully and then checked by Owens. Dawson still in the zone, not for long. Owens chops it off his stick back out the neutral zone. Turnover, Valenti in. Penalty call, a very late penalty call coming up. Trail referee calls this one. Waited for to see if the lead referee got it. Now a tripping call is going to be called. And now negate the final 39 seconds of the power play. And Neil Sinclair not happy about it. Now is Neil Sinclair is getting an explanation, and he's getting it from the referee that did not make the call. The referee that made the call, and of course they're wearing numbers on the backside, we don't have that roster. The referee that made the call is nowhere near. Now is coming over towards the Middlebury bench, and we'll see what this is. Now Neil Sinclair is going to talk to him. Neil Sinclair didn't want to talk to that referee. So the power play over.
11:53 to go in the third. Camille Tkachuk in the box. And so 4-on-4 for another 29. Into this zone, Engvall squeezes off Stevens, puck behind the Plattsburgh State cage, and now Owens comes out with it. Owens onside, tried to give to Quilty, that's intercepted. Here goes Mitch Allen the other way. Allen onside, looks, had it swatted off his stick, goes after a loose puck, gets to it. He beats Lindquist there, puts behind the net. Stevens around to the point. Colucci sends back for Stevens, who chipped down low, but a little bit past Allen. Power play now out for the Cardinals. Plattsburgh is 1-for-3 with the man advantage. Quilty is tied up. Engvall can't work it free. Trying to work his way through. Swirl his way through with Stevens. Puck tied up in the far corner now. In on the forecheck is McClellan peeling around to Stallard. They've knocked off a good 30 seconds here in the Cardinals zone. Now Plattsburgh State finally comes out. Hall, ball pass. Stallard shot, hit the post. Rebound loose in front. Work free. There's been a lot of posts in this game. Valenti. It's now Fournier giving off a pass. Trying to go back to Valenti. A spinning puck in the zone. Is backhanded out by McKee. He'll come off for a change. Half a minute to go on the power play. 10:20, third period. 4-2, Plattsburgh State. Fournier with it. Red line and a dump it. Puck goes around the wall. Desmoyer is on it. He loses it to Neary, who sends all the way down. Rulo waffle boards it down, sets it aside. Puck behind, and now Plattsburgh State looking to come out with it. Left wing side, Egan. Final three of the power play. Egan tries to step through, couldn't do so. Puck turned over, turned right back for a shot that goes wide and up into the netting. 9:49, third period, 4-2, Plattsburgh State. Faceoff will be to the left of Stephen Clyde. McKee to take the draw against Seifert. Seifert loses it. Now the Panthers trying to come out and do so. Stevens. Stevens chips into the zone. Tkachuk in on the forecheck. He gets ripped down. No call. Rebound is loose. Take a look at the Panther bench. They're just watching the play right now. And now here come the Cardinals back the other way. Onside play in a 3-on-3. Up behind the net. First one on it is Brett Dineen. Dineen trying to go around. Brady Pfaff cuts him off. Puck back out to the point. Barber is there. Barber shields from the puck. Or shields a puck from a player, that being Tkachuk. Goes behind the net and lost it back there. Regains. Puck still with it. Charles Barber. His pass back to the point's intercepted. Sent out by McClellan. He spins away on the chip and goes on a forecheck. McClellan puts a hit on Barber, who sends up the near sideboards. And another one gets it back out to the neutral zone. Andrew Neary. Give on to Conrad, who chips into the Cardinal zone. Rulo sends it around for Engvall. Turns it back over. Down low, Conrad. He's in the near side corner with it now. With 8:40 to go, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Puck still loose in the corner. A couple players now digging away at it. Engvall mashes up his man. Puck works free. Another hit put on by Conrad. Then we go on to Plattsburgh State bench. Wanted a hit from behind call. Onside and a 3-on-2. Centered in front. Save made by Klein. The rebound sitting in the slot. And now cleared away. Onside Trevor Turnbull. 3-on-2 the other way. Turnbull centered in front and not able to tip it home. It was Cozzolito. And now here come the Cardinals in the other direction. This is a 2-on-2. Now a 2-on-3. A long shot. Shrugged off by Klein. Rebound in that near, in the far corner, I should say, Draven on it. He finally turns it back behind the net. And the Panthers now skate the other way. Only get as far as the red line, though. Cut off by Owens. Sent back into the Panthers zone. Off a leg, and we play on. Chopped off a stick by Owens. He gloves it ahead. Owens onside. Owens setting pass out in front. It goes wide, and then the net comes off. As barreling into the net was Brendan Dawson. 7:40 to go, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. And I would imagine the faceoff's going to stay in the zone. tell you what, Middlebury's had some opportunities when they have used the, when they've gotten some speed going in their attacks. They've definitely had Plattsburgh State on the heels a little bit. The shot totals are decidedly one-sided, 41-19, according to the scoreboard in favor of the Cardinals. And that's going to be a hand pass against the Panthers, is swatting it forward, swatting it behind him, but forward in the play was Mitch Allen. And so the faceoff will stay in the Panther zone. 7:34, third period. And a two-goal lead for Plattsburgh State. Comes around and out of the zone, courtesy of Vinny Jasanti. Center ice, and now quickly the Cardinals try to send back in. That's cut off, though. Neutral zone, and Alvalenti on it. The give, the chip in, and the chase. Now Quilty leaves it off Owens. Owens on the left side, behind the net. A centering pass deflected, and it'll come all the way back out to the Plattsburgh zone. 7 minutes to go, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Pass on up ahead, a little bit too far. Bellucci sends back in, Valenti back for it. Valenti watched by Tkachuk. Steps out the left side, gives to Middleton. Middleton's pass ahead for Desnoyer. He tried to set one up, but not able to find the stick of Cole Stallard. Puck behind and then sent back to the point. A wrist shot, that deflected wide. Rebound behind, Bellucci's got it. Bellucci goes behind the net, picking it up is McKee. McKee. Loses it. Now Neary's got cross-ice pass. Stevens, I took a hop away from him. Stevens jams the puck. Hall, though, on it. Hall's pass across. Might have been tipped a little bit. Collected and sent towards net by Loy, that's off the mark. Rebound gathered and skated out by Fournier. Fournier from the red line dumps in. Gloved by Klein, and he holds on. 6:03, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Panther Hockey to One Credit Union, Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Latham Forest Products for more than six generations. Latham Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Latham Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. Behind the Panther cage, this is Dawson. Sends on to the left wing side, chipped around by Conrad. Good job by Fournier to separate that attack. Buck goes around to the near side boards. Egan chips it on off. And now the Cardinals come out with it. Brady Pfaff. Pfaff at the blue line. Tried to chip in. It's delayed offside. Will now be whistled down as Plattsburgh State touched it in the zone. With 5:38 to go, third period. Middlebury College Hockey to One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Also brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And by Denniker Chevrolet, Route 7 South, Middlebury, and at DennikerChevrolet.com. Neutral zone tussle controlled by the Cardinals. Engvall from center ice. Long shot shrugged off by Klein. Rebound in their corner. And a couple of bodies flying around back there, and the Panthers now skate out with it. Cross ice pass for the Neary chip in. On the Plattsburgh State goal. Rulo had come out in the play and almost got caught back there. Back to the point. Neary holds the give on off Connor Lloyd. Poked off his stick by Engvall. Comes out to center. Could be sent back in. Delayed offside is waved down as Allen touches. That pass intended for Sloan misses the mark. Goes all the way down for icing. Faceoff to come in the Plattsburgh State zone. 4:59 to go. Third period. 4-2 Cardinals. Our next Panther game here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network is not going to be for a little while, folks. Middlebury not back in action until next Friday night, January 20th, when the Colby Mules come to Kenyon Arena. It's a 7 p.m. start. We'll have the action for you right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. As Kip Lower will be back on the call for the two games next weekend. Onside for the Panthers, it's McKee. McKee shooting and a save made by Rulo. Puck behind the net. as we might be nearing a new career high for Stephen Klein. A long shot, bouncing puck comes out to the neutral zone. Draven, a diving attempt, onside play, a shot at the, that ties a career high. The rebound loose, shuffleboarded aside by Klein. Rebound, that should have tied a career high. Stephen Klein's made 43 saves today. His career high is 44, and it came against Trinity back on Saturday. Right now, the scoreboard says 47 shots for Plattsburgh State. Puck behind. Old Conrad took a spill as he got hit by Middleton. Cardinals now come out to center. It's Owens. The give out off Quilty, splitting the D, and then couldn't get through. Nice poke at the last second by Neary. Quilty behind the net. Centered out front, knocked aside. Neary's got it. 3:51, third period, 4-2 Cardinals. Chipped into the zone, back for it, Cozzolino. Cozzolino sends on the near side boards. Now in the zone, Jasanti. His pass intercepted by Fournier, but there's a penalty call. It's going to come against Plattsburgh State. A check from behind. Power play, Panthers with 3:38 to go, third period. Quilty in the box. Time at a penalty, 16:22. Puck far boards and out to center. Set towards the Panthers zone. This is Turnbull. They give it to the middle for Mitch Allen. Allen onside for the Panthers. Shooting. That's deflected over the bar. Middlebury 1-for-2 with the man advantage this evening. Back for it is Brendan Dawson. Dawson sets up behind his own net. He'll step out the left side and give a pass on off to Kamil Tkachuk. Tkachuk in the zone. Shooting. Pad save made. Arullo. Rebound to the point. Another broken stick. This belonging to Travis Stevens. Here's a 2-on-1. Owens in. Owens a pass across. A little too far out of Engvall's reach. Panthers. Stevens still without a stick. Now heads to the bench. Come off for a line change. 2:35, third period. 55 seconds on the power play. Panthers down by two. And now have to retreat behind their own net to set up their attack. David Bellucci. Now on Andrew Neary. Back for Bellucci. Bellucci gains the red line. Dump in is deflected. Glove down by Middleton. Sent around the wall to the point. Bellucci's got it. Cross ice Neary. Neary shooting. That's blocked down in front. Bellucci swats it to the near corner. Now sends behind the net. Referee in the way. Jasanti's got it. Back to the left point, Neary. Jasanti left wing circle. Neary at the left point. Bellucci now right point. Shot through his screen. Save made. Rullo, and he covers up. 1:49, third period. 11 seconds on the Panther power play. Middlebury trails by two. Some of the fans here at Stafford Arena starting to head for the exits, feeling comfortable right now, or at least heading for the upper concourses here. And now, timeout's going to be called by Middlebury here. Timeout. With the late stages here in the third period. 4-2, Plattsburgh State with the lead. Middlebury using their timeout right now. 11 seconds on the man advantage. Imagine Stephen Klein's going to come to the bench for an extra attacker with the faceoff deep in the Plattsburgh State zone. Some of the fans here at Stafford Arena getting their jackets on. A few fans are heading to the exits. Too many of them. Again, a nice crowd of 1,394 fans on hand here this evening here at Stafford Ice Arena in Plattsburgh, New York. Temperature outside was 20 degrees when At least when I pulled up to the arena, must be down in the single digits all throughout the North Country here tonight. As well as in Addison County and the Champlain Valley. Middlebury hoping to heat up the ice in this last minute 49, trailing 4-2. The huddle finally breaks. Stephen Klein staying at the bench area. Looks like it's Sloan, Valenti. With the other two in a moment. Turnbull to take the draw against Sloan. And Sloan wins it behind the net. Extra attacker on for the Panthers. Allen to the point. Dawson. Allen again with it. Takes a look. Cross ice. Neary. Back for a shot. Deflected onto Rulon. It goes wide. Rebound. Stuff attempt out in front. A bouncing puck corralled by Quilty. Quilty looking at an empty net. Quilty shooting. Scores. Empty net goal scored by Matt Quilty will ice this game. It's 5-2 with a minute 27 to go. For Matt Quilty, it's his fourth of the season. And that will pretty much sew things up for Plattsburgh State. And the Panthers now down 5-2. Up behind the net, McKee in his own end. Sent up the wall and out to center. And into icing against Middlebury. So right now, Panthers, a valiant effort with a short bench, to say the least. But in the end, it's the Cardinals that will come out on top. We'll go to 7-8 on the season, and Middlebury will drop to 0-12-2 as this one goes out of play. And now, this is the last conference, the last non-conference game for both teams. As everything else here on out goes back in conference. Plattsburgh State will have a 4-4 non-conference record. Middlebury's non-conference will be 0-4-2. And now we take a look at all the NESCAC scores, which is going to be so vital to the Middlebury season here on out. Center ice, Desnoyer sends towards the zone, picked up there by Turnbull. Sends to the near sideboards. Panthers still skating hard all the way through. Stallard couldn't get to the loose puck. That one out of the reach of Connor Lloyd. Fournier back for it. Half a minute to go in this one. 5-2 Cardinals. Intercepted. Here's Turnbull. Turnbull steps in. Leaves on off. Allen couldn't handle. Puck comes out to the point. Bellucci on the keep. Bellucci slings it towards goal. That's a block down in front. Allen in the corner with 15 to go. Puts it up the wall, but not out. Allen again tied up. Seifert down low. The countdown on from the crowd here as the Plattsburgh State Cardinals will turn in a 5-2 victory again over the Middlebury Panthers. Panthers again with only 16 healthy skaters. Gave it their all, and in the end, though, just too much against a Plattsburgh State team. Just came out and shot after shot after shot at the net, and comes out with a 5-2 victory. Scoreboard showing 48 shots to 22 in favor of Plattsburgh State. We'll recap the game in just a moment. Our final score, Plattsburgh State Cardinals 5 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate.
Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave, and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Virgins. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
The final score here from Stafford Arena, it is 5-2. The Plattsburgh State Cardinals defeat the Middlebury Panthers. The third period had two goals scored in it. The first one came at the 5:32 mark. In just a rush down the left side, Plattsburgh State would expand their lead. Peters. Barber. Plattsburgh sends on up ahead. It's Draven now from Bates. Draven shot, same main. Rebound, score! Klein had overcommitted coming out because the only shooter was Draven. But the rebound got fired right back to Draven, and from a sharp angle, he beats Klein off the post and in. 14:28 to go in the third. 4-2 Cardinals. Well, that would pretty much be the backbreaker right there, and it was
just set up. Draymond came in on the left wing side, and he took his first shot from the circle. There was no other shooters. Klein, as Denny Golden would, come out, made the save, but the shot was so hard at his pants, he kicked the rebound right back to Draymond, who then went around a sprawling Klein and tucked it in on the far post. Draymond's fourth, Barber and Fournier to get the assists at 5:32. That made it 4-2 Plattsburgh. And then they would add an empty net goal. Middlebury was on the power play, pulled the goalie for the extra attacker, and right when the power play ended, the result would end, without doubt, as Plattsburgh would add the empty netter. To the point, Dawson. Allen again with it. Takes a look. Cross-sides Neary. Back for a shot. Deflected onto Rulon. It goes wide. Rebound. Stuff attempt out in front. A bouncing puck corralled by Quilty. Quilty looking at an empty net. Quilty shooting. Scores. Matt Quilty's fourth goal of the season, an unassisted goal at 18:33, finishes the scoring 5-2 in favor of the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. Shots in the third period for Plattsburgh State, 15, a game total of 48, and for Middlebury, 4, a game total of 22. Middlebury had that second period, it was really good, and it just ran out of legs in the third. With the short bench, only 16 healthy skaters, this didn't have the legs to go in the third period. Plattsburgh State, they had a few rushes that they created some trouble, but Plattsburgh State in the end, too much for Middlebury, and the Cardinals win by a final score of 5-2. When we come back, we'll give you the stars of the game and get you set up as the Panthers go back into NESCAC play the rest of the season. Final score 5-2, Plattsburgh State. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is where the Panthers play, 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Stafford Arena, Zamboni continues his cuts on the ice, finishing up his work there. Final score 5-2. Plattsburgh State defeats Middlebury. Stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of the game, not here at the arena, our third star of the game is Mitch Allen. He had two assists on the evening for the Panthers. Mitch Allen gets the number three star. And a pair of career goal number one players get the second and first stars. Engvall gets the number two star, that being Jacob Engvall gets the number two star. His goal ends up being the game winner, but the number one star is Antoine Fournier. Fournier with a goal and an assist as well. So Antoine Fournier gets the number one star of the game. That is the three stars of the game. Brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our next Panther broadcast is a week from tonight, Friday night, 7 p.m., with the pregame show at 6:30 p.m. right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Panthers taking on the Colby Mules live from Kenyon Arena. We bring that up because as we take one last look at the NESCAC scoreboard before we head out for the evening, as the Panthers now
their season all depends on NESCAC play. It doesn't matter anything of what happened out of conference or whatnot. Everything's going to matter in NESCAC play, which they got some work to do. All scores final. Amherst defeated Tufts by a final score of 4-1. Wesleyan defeated Bowdoin by a final score of 5-3. That was up in Bowdoin. Hamilton was down 2-1 to Connecticut College, came back and won 4-2 over Connecticut College. And Colby defeated Trinity by a final score of 3-1. The one other non-league game, Williams beat Manhattanville 4-0. So what that does in terms of the standings in the NESCAC, as we are going to look at them right now, as soon as we get the standings up on the screen in NESCAC play. Hamilton now at 6-0-2. Tufts, second place, 4-2-1. Williams, 4-2-2. Of course, it's percentage that NESCAC groups them by. Colby at 5-3-1. Now, those are the top four. Trinity and Wesleyan are both 4-3. Amherst at 4-3-1. The last spot in the playoff race right now being held by Bowdoin at 3-6. Connecticut College 1-5-1. Middlebury 0-8. So now what the Panthers have to do, they are 6 points back, and they do have a game in hand on Bowdoin, and we'll have two because Bowdoin tomorrow will play at Hamilton. I'm sorry, no, Bowdoin won't play at Hamilton. Bowdoin tomorrow night is playing a home game against Trinity. It's tomorrow afternoon, so if Bowdoin drops that one, it'll be 3-7. So at least Middlebury's got a couple of games in hand, and Colby and Bowdoin coming to town next weekend. Friday night, Colby, 7 p.m. Saturday afternoon, Bowdoin at 3 p.m. We'll have the game for you right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Pre-game show a half hour before each of those games, and Kim Lower will be on the call for each game next weekend. Once again, our final score here from Stafford Arena. It was the Plattsburgh State Cardinals 5 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. Jim Tye, as always, did a great job back there at the studio in Middlebury. Thank you very much to him, and thank you to the fans for listening to this presentation of Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name is Brett Luthner. Once again, our final score, Plattsburgh State Cardinals 5 and the Middlebury Panthers 2. Until next Friday night from Kenyon Arena, we say good night from Plattsburgh, New York.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lathrop Forest Products, for more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management, South Street in Middlebury. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South of Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.